This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
Many years ago, when a lot of the guys who wrote all the standards were still around, I started asking composers and lyricists to name their all-time favourite song. Two Jerome Kern numbers were always in the running. The first was All the Things You Are, with its exquisite enharmonic change of Schubertian beauty coming out of the release.
You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you.
But it has a lyric that, for me, trembles on the brink of overripe, and so I have a preference for the alternative Kern favourite, which on the basis of my unscientific surveys came right at the top, tied with It Had to Be You. It was introduced to the world via the usual nitwit dialogue necessitated by the usual laboured plot.
Penny!
You better get out of here.
All right, I will. However, before I go, I just want to tell you that maybe I was wrong the other night. But I didn't know it at the time.
So now you know.
Yes, I do. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Maybe in a way, I might have been wrong.
Oh, no. This one is on me.
Listen, Lucky Garnett, there's no use arguing.
I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
All right. Goodbye.
He doesn't want to go, and she doesn't want him to go.
Lucky! Wait a minute!
We're heading toward a song.
Lucky!
And I'll bet this one would have beaten It Had to Be You outright if a few writers hadn't grumbled to me. Shame it doesn't have a verse. It doesn't need one. It comes in as naturally as walking and says it all.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, and the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that love that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way. Just the way you look tonight.
And that's all there is. I wonder if back in 1936, Fred Astaire, who introduced more great songs to the world than any other performer, knew that he was premiering not just a pop hit, not just an enduring standard, but one of the handful of iconic songs that represent the absolute heights of the American songbook. Probably not, because A, Ginger Rogers was washing her hair, and B, aside from the lather, which was actually whipped cream. He never got to twirl her across the floor. Indeed, the number is all but unstaged, just a stare at the piano. If you measure a number by how much screen time it gets and how lavish the staging, then this one seems to be telling you it's not terribly important at all, at least not when compared to the other songs in Swing Time, such as
a fine romance with no kisses, a fine romance, my friend. This is
or this.
Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again.
Listen, don't. No one could teach you to dance in a million years. Take my advice and save your money.
Astaire and Rodgers always got the best songwriters. Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, the Gershwins, and Kern and Fields more than held their own. In fact, you could make the case that it's the best of all Fred and Ginger scores, notwithstanding the objections of the New York Times reviewer. Quote, right now we could not even whistle a bar of A Fine Romance, and that's about the catchiest and brightest melody in the show. The others are merely adequate or worse, neither good Kern or good Swing. By the mid-1930s, Jerome Kern, composer of Showboat and much else, was the dean of American songwriters. Richard Rodgers used to say that he had one foot in the old world and one in the new. Kern's first semi-hit came in 1905 with How'd You Like to Spoon With Me, a song interpolated into a very English show, The Earl and the Girl. He found his voice a decade later with They Didn't Believe Me and went on with P.G. Wodehouse to write some fun comedy numbers. But he had no great interest in swing, and his occasional forays into more vernacular forms can sound faintly condescending. Can't Help Loving That Man of Mine, for example, bears the marking Tempo de Blues. Dorothy Fields, on the other hand, was a generation younger than Kern and can stake a claim to be the greatest female lyricist of all time. I'll give you three reasons why. First,
grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Second,
I'm in the mood for love simply because you're near me.
Third, oh, we can't leave this out.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Fields and Kern weren't the most obvious words in music team, but they gave Fred and Ginger a terrific score. The plot of Swing Time is genial hokum. Astaire plays a chap who turns up so late for his own wedding that his father-in-law-to-be tells him to push off and not come back until he's earned 25 grand. Looking for an easy way to solve his financial woes, Fred runs into a dance instructress, played by guess who. Complications ensue, but so does song and dance. Of the seven songs in the film, Astaire made pop records of five of them, and all were big sellers. But it didn't come easy to Jerry Kern. Astaire's rehearsal pianist, Hal Bourne, thought the composer was Squaresville and his syncopations corny. Fred himself was depressed by the score. As he told Miss Fields, can't this guy write anything hot? Dorothy sympathized, and Astaire came round to the house and tapped his way up and down the living room and up and down the stairs, and eventually Kern got with the program and wrote Bojangles of Harlem. Swing Time Score contains some of the composer's hottest numbers in every sense. By the beginning of this century, these were Kern's most performed compositions and very different from his earlier work. Fred Astaire and Dorothy Fields brought out a different quality in his music. And yet, The Way You Look Tonight was the least hot number, to use Astaire's criterion, in Swing Time's Otherwise Dancing score, and indeed defiantly non-hot. Aware that the studio execs were deliberating on whether he was past it, Kern, a man in his early 50s, decided that the most effective way to return fire was in the music. The Way You Look Tonight is entirely devoid of swing. Every note of the melody is right on the nose, four square and unashamed, starting with those long opening semi-breves, or whole notes, as the Americans say. Whole note, whole note. One, two, three, four, whole note. One, two, three, four, whole note. It's almost as if Kern is saying, to hell with you swingers whining about my corny syncopation, I ain't gonna syncopate nothing. This one's for me. So it flows, and it never stops flowing. The first time Jerry played that melody for me, I went out and started to cry, said Dorothy Fields. The release absolutely killed me. I couldn't stop. It was so beautiful. The song flows with elegance and grace, observed the musicologist Alec Wilder. It might be the opening statement of the slow movement for a cello concerto. Kern wrote a very tender melody, and Miss Fields matches its sweet warmth with paradoxically icy words. I'm awfully low, the world is cold, and whenever love trembles on the brink of grandiosity, tearing my fear apart, up pops a rueful, human, goofy image, the laugh that wrinkles your nose, the potentially overblown fear-tearing balanced by the nose wrinkling, an image of true tenderness. Lesser writers are wont to give serious love songs to the serious love interest and funny songs to the comedy couple, and ne'er the twain shall meet. But most of us are serious and funny, romantic and hokey, sensual and foolish, all at the same time. And few lyrics walk that tightrope as adroitly as this one. Dorothy Fields surely got the flow of the melody. She opens the lyric with her own flowing line, a 26-word sentence with one very unobtrusive rhyme.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I'll be all aglow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm, in your cheeks so soft. There's nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. with each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my heart apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you, just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Well, okay, maybe you do need a singer.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
That was the number one single for Fred Astaire, and Kernan Fields went on to win the Oscar for Best Song. Tough year too, it beat out Pennies from Heaven and I've Got You Under My Skin. The Way You Look Tonight is indisputably the best of the first four Best Song Oscars, the Continental, Lullaby of Broadway, and the pseudo-Hawaiian Sweet Leilani, and it's way better than any Academy Award winner of this century. In fact, if it was eligible, it would probably still be winning Oscars today. As it approached retirement age in human years, The Way You Look Tonight was still making a pretty good screen song. See My Best Friend's Wedding, or Hannah and Her Sisters, or Father of the Bride, or Ross Proposing to Rachel on Friends, or the melancholic Kenneth Branagh movie, Peter's Friends, where it's sung by a full country house party. Emma Thompson, Stephen Fry, Imelda Staunton, you get the picture. Hugh Laurie at the piano, but it binds the fractured friends as nothing else does.
And each laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that
It wasn't always that big. For a while, recordings of it weren't that numerous, as if Astaire and the film had too strong a proprietorial grip on it. In the wake of the film, Billie Holiday did it with Teddy Wilson, and Bing Crosby did it with his missus. But it wasn't one of those Bing records or Billie records that made all the other singers pick up on the song. And then it sort of faded away, as most songs do, until Benny Goodman and his talented neophyte vocalist had a modest hit with it in 1942. This is really a duet between young Peggy Lee and Mel Powell's Celeste.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
A few months later, another young singer decided to sing it on his new CBS radio show, Songs by Sinatra.
But you're lovely, with your smile so warm, and your cheek so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you, just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. Touches my foolish heart. You're lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love just the way you look tonight. Just the way.
Axel Staudel's arrangement, not sure about the big finish, and vocal support by the Bobby Tucker Singers. Nothing wrong with them, but I think they intrude on the intimacy at the end there. By now, you'll have gathered that those little contented hums are part of the song. Kern composed them, and just in case Dorothy Fields or anybody else was minded to put words to them, he wrote a rather pretentious vocal direction on the sheet music, bouche fermée, which means mouth closed, which means is about all you can do. A lot of singers love that little hum, but I've only ever heard one version make it work up-tempo, Sinatra again. 2 decades after his first take on the song, 1964, with a driving Nelson Riddle arrangement and the strings handling the hums for most of it until Frank gets the last word, or last non-word.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you in the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Once, while I was driving, said the trumpeter Zeke Zaki, I heard an old record by Frank and Nelson, and I had to get out of the car and call the radio station. It was The Way You Look Tonight, the greatest thing I have ever heard. I defy any instrumentalist to swing like he does on that record.
And that laugh that wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. lovely. Don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
A hum of pure contentment. If Frank's first reading with Axel Stordahl is shy and tender and loving, the 1964 Riddle arrangement is confident and sexual. And if Kern's Melody was his revenge on the studio hipsters demanding swing, Sinatra's arrangement was a kind of unconscious revenge on the composer. The non-swinging tune transformed into nothing but hard swing. Thousands of singers sing The Way You Look Tonight without it ever becoming their song, the way Mona Lisa is Nat Cole's or Fever is Peggy Lee's. But over time, Sinatra's somewhat counterintuitive Way You Look became the most widely heard. In the 80s, the American brewer, I use the term loosely, Michelob, used it to sell beer in one perfect package, the glamour of Manhattan nights, the style of Sinatra.
Lovely, don't you ever change, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
One taste will tell you why.
Just the way you look tonight.
The night belongs to Michelob.
Is that Frank Sinatra Jr. on the voiceover? Jr. did a lot of voiceovers, and One Taste Will Tell You Why certainly sounds like him. It was a hit commercial, and it made that 1964 Nelson Riddle chart a key recording in the song's transition from fondly recalled a stair ballad to the first choice for movie wedding scenes and rockers' standards albums and sitcom special guest appearances. Sinatra never sang The Way You Look Tonight in concert, except in this commercial, where he lip-syncs along with his two-decade-old recording after pretending to rehearse it. It's a very cool time capsule of the day before yesterday. As Ed Driscoll writes, the telephoto lenses, the night cinematography, the big hair on the women, the suit and t-shirt, Miami Vice style on the guy at the end, the Jennifer Beals lookalike next to him. That's the 1980s overculture right there. And then the final image, Sinatra and the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Lovely. Never, never change.
Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? For I love you just the way you look to.
A song from Me to You, Peter Skellen singing Words and Music by Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern, the greatest lady lyricist, the dean of American popular composers, and a song that will live forever.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.